When you hear us talk about positive test rates, it turns out we are not talking about all of the coronavirus tests being given. Kaiser Health News reports that's because California and many other states don't keep track of the rapidly growing number of antigen antibody tests being administered. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lauren Weber, Midwest correspondent for Kaiser Health News, who co-wrote the report. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So please explain this. So how many states aren't including the antigen body tests in their positivity count, and why not?
So it's 21 states, which includes California and D.C., do not publicly report antigen test results. And then out of that, 15 states in D.C. do not count positive results from antigen tests as COVID cases. Now, it gets complicated, right? So an antigen test, you guys, most of us are all used to the idea of a COVID test. And most of the time when we talk about COVID tests, we're talking about PCR tests, which are the tests where you go get the swab up your nose, and then it takes a couple days to get run in a lab and come back to you. Antigen tests are a new, quicker form of tests that are getting rolled out across the country. They're the tests that HHS and the federal government is really relying on by sending to nursing homes so you can have more rapid tests that show whether or not you have outbreaks in these nursing homes. So we're seeing millions of them start to flood the country. And the problem is that a lot of these states are not publicly reporting what these test results are or what, you know, the positivity rates would be impacted by them.
So why aren't they reporting? And I guess if you could clarify, so could there be the possibility of an overcount with a positive case rate for a PCR and then a positive antibody test? Is that a reason? Why wouldn't they just include this as a positive then? Yep.
Well, it's a good question. When we asked all the states, they said some of them were thinking about starting to include them. I'm not sure exactly why California is not including them for now. They just reported to us that they are not currently including them in their count. You know, as we've seen in the last couple of days and weeks, states like Iowa and Indiana have started to dump these antigen test counts into their case counts, which has dramatically changed some of their positivity rates or, you know, other case counts. As antigen tests become more popular, I suspect we'll start to see some of these states catch up. But the problem is right now, as these antigen tests are being taken in nursing homes or by professional sports teams or at a private care physician's office, you're not seeing the full scale of the outbreak. You know, that's not really being captured in the data. And so you're missing, you know, potentially a lot more positive cases or potentially a lot more negative cases. And you're not seeing fully what could be going on around you.
And then just briefly, what are the consequences of poor data?
Well, like I said, you know, we base a lot of decisions these days, school reopenings, business reopenings, bar openings, closings, college openings, on data that we rely on. And if we're not capturing the full scale of tests that are going on in the community, and whether that's more cases that are happening that are not being represented or less cases, we're not fully understanding the metrics when we decide those important things, like should we be reopening faster or not.
Thank you so much for your insight. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lauren Weber, Midwest correspondent for Kaiser Health News, who co-wrote this report.